Thank you. Thank you. Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Of him, and through him, and to him are all things. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Thank you.
be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who hast given unto us thy servants grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty, to worship the unity. We beseech thee that thou wouldst keep us steadfast in this faith, and evermore defend us from all adversities, who livest and reignest with thee in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Confessional reading for this morning, chief articles of the faith, Article 28 of the Augsburg Confession. Again, the authors of traditions do contrary to the command of God when they find matters of sin in foods, in days, and like things, and burden the church with bondage of the law, as if there ought to be among Christians, in order to merit justification, a service like the Levitical, the arrangement of which God had committed to the apostles and bishops. For thus some of them write, and the Pontiffs in some measure seem to be misled by the example of the law of Moses. Hence are such burdens as that they make it mortal sin, even without offense to others, to do manual labor on holy days. A mortal sin to omit the canonical hours, that certain foods defile the conscience, that fastings are works which appease God, that sin in a reserved case cannot be forgiven but by the authority of him who reserved it. Whereas the canons themselves speak only of the reserving of the ecclesiastical penalty, and not the reserving of guilt. This is our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 30 through 32. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, chapter 11. Verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Rabbi, We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, that which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is our reading of the Gospel. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Our text this morning is the epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 33 through verse 36. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We tend to think of them in this way: Father, Creator; Son, Redeemer; Holy Spirit, Sanctifier. And that's good and proper, and we should do so. But we need to remember that we're talking about one God in three persons. What one person is involved in, so are all three. Remember, John begins his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." And of course, he's speaking here of the Son. We can only get three verses into the Bible before we have all three persons mentioned. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." In the beginning was the Word. Reason tries to get its head around God. It's good for us to wrestle with the concept of the Trinity, because if nothing else, it ought to get across to us that God does not fit inside of my puny human brain. Paul writes about fallen mankind. For the invisible things of him, that is God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. But he goes on to explain what mankind comes up with when he tries to understand what God, this great creator God, might be. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Man, because of his sinful, fallen, rebellious state, man who was created in God's image creates his own God, made in man's image. And there is also, as Paul makes clear, a natural understanding of God's law. He goes on in chapter 1 of Romans, that fallen mankind show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness between themselves, their thoughts accusing and excusing them. The human conscience knows that we are not what we ought to be, nor do we do what we ought to do. And so, when man tries to come up with God and a relationship with him, he dreams up all sorts
of things that it must do to get reconciliation with its God. Sorts of things like Islamic terrorism, human sacrifice, which almost every ancient culture has come up with. But in our text, Paul says, who has paid God that he can't expect to be paid back? Right in that point, we find the primary difference that the revelation of God as Trinity brings out to us. It's not man that does what reconciles himself to his Creator. It's God who does it. Summarized in the last verse of our Gospel reading, for God so loved the world, fallen mankind, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. In that gospel reading, we read about the Son in a conversation with Nicodemus, second article of the Creed, and in his Son. Jesus tries to get through to Nicodemus with the message of God working in the hearts of men to convert them through the water and the word of holy baptism. Unless a man be born of water and the word, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus couldn't get it. How can that be? How can that be? Finally, Jesus says to him, I've told you about earthly things. I've given you the illustration of the wind. If you don't get these things, what if I tell you of heavenly things? No man, he says, has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Huh? Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. The Son of Man who came down from heaven, who is in heaven. Jesus is standing there talking with him. And also talking about being in heaven. God is not confined by time and space. He created it. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. He goes on with Nicodemus talking about how as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. He paid the price. God so loved the world. In the fifth chapter of Romans, Paul says this, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He who is not bound by time and space rose again and again, appearing to his disciples after his resurrection, now in his physical flesh, as well as his deity, which also are inseparable, by the way. He appears through locked doors. The restrictions of time and space are no longer applied to his physical existence. And so he can promise, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He had told the disciples of the gift of the Holy Spirit and said that he will testify of me. And in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins. Luther has this to say in his large catechism as he begins the discussion of the third article of the Creed, that of the Holy Spirit. Neither you nor I could ever know anything about Christ or believe on him and have him for our Lord unless it were offered to us and granted to our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. The work of redemption is done and accomplished. Christ has acquired and gained the treasure for us by his suffering and death, resurrection, and so on. But if the work remained concealed so that no one knew about it, then it would be useless and lost. Jesus had explained the work of the Holy Spirit to Nicodemus with an illustration of the wind, the ordinary wind. And so it is, he who testifies of Christ comes through what appear to us to be the ordinary, the preaching of the word, the administration of the sacraments. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth, says Christ, in the water and word of baptism, in the word and elements of Holy Communion, his body and blood. Apart from the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the human creature knows only a God of power and perfection. Human religion can only create a religion which piles up rules and rituals to try to be reconciled with its angry creator. But in the Trinity, we have love for fallen mankind. In fact, John, in his first epistle, writes, God is love. And further, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, the depth and riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast, which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garments of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. The body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat.
Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith.
body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep your steadfast in the one true faith. Go in peace.
Thank you. meat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, given into death for all our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins. Knowing this body and this blood, strengthen and preserve unto one life eternal. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
announcements this morning. Tom.
Next Sunday at Zion, Vicar Mark Langton will be preaching for us, and Pastor Peterson will be conducting the service of the sacrament. So hope everybody can join us next week and see Mark before he heads out on his vicarage call.
Y'all come. Yes.
Yeah, last Sunday we passed out the pre-call surveys, and if you didn't get one, look in your mailbox. If they're not in there, there's some laying on the table here to pick up. We'd like to have them back at your respective churches by Sunday, June 16th, and there's a mailbox specifically marked to put the filled out surveys in.
Anything else? I believe there's coffee and some goodies downstairs. Let's join in the common table prayer. Come.
Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Lord, we pray to the Lord, and His mercy endures forever. Amen.